Welcome back to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. And Matt, it's Tuesday before the season. That means a lot of people are coming out with their power rankings.
Yeah. I've been victim to that over the years.
And it's, I think it's interesting to look and see, first of all, where the Steelers rank. It's probably not as low, I think, as a lot of fans seem to think.
I think national media and folks that do these things are starting to warm up to the idea that maybe this organization won't totally collapse.
Yeah, might know what it's doing.
Might have a clue how to win games in this league and is unlikely to totally collapse. Because I think if you did power ranks, like, I don't know, the week after the draft, I bet you'd see them 23.
The Steelers were down in like 17, 18, somewhere in that range.
Yeah. And what's funny to me about power ranks, and I always go back to that Minka Fitzpatrick trade, and oh my God, the Steelers are going to give up a top five pick for Minka because of Ben's hurt.
The wheels are going to come off. Top five in 2 decades. Actually, longer than that.
Right. And that's where I was going to go with this. Like, go look at the Texans and the Lions and 8 other teams, and please tell me, right? Please tell me how, unless catastrophe hits, how the Steelers will be worse than them. And that goes for you people that want to draft a quarterback in the top five next year too. Or I get this from people too. They should tank this year, and that's a whole different conversation. Like, even if they tried to tank, they're not going to get the first pick.
No.
It's just no way. I mean, they're not going to be worse than Houston.
Houston basically blew everything up.
They don't have any good players.
Told their best player, you're not playing this year.
And nobody wanted to coach the team. With all respect to Coach Culley, it's not like they have a Tomlin or a Sean Payton.
Other than that, they're great.
No, they actually worked out great.
Speaking of which, I've got Dan Hans's first power rankings of the season on NFL.com. He's got those Texans 32nd.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty clear bottom two.
Which is right where they were at in his last power rankings, which he did, I believe, right before training camp.
Okay.
I think it's the last time we went over those. He's got the Lions at 31.
I agree.
Yeah, they're bad.
They are bad.
He's got the Bengals at 30. Bengals the 30th best team?
I did some recently, and I don't have them handy. I think I had Jacksonville 30. I just think there's a lot of questions around that organization, and I'm a Burrow fan.
But I think the defense is going to be trash.
I think defense and O-line are problems, and I don't trust the coach at all to make things better or make things easier on the young
quarterback.
Which
goes back to our conversation that we just had. You know, there are certain coaches out there that you trust to get more out of their players.
Right.
And get and coax a couple extra wins out of your
like,
roster.
Example, things haven't gone well for the Saints since the season ended. Not only is their Hall of Fame quarterback gone, but then there could be some bonus to that, don't get me wrong. But hardest cap situation I've ever seen. And they're not going to play a home game in the next month because of weather.
Yeah.
I bet Peyton gets one or two more wins than you expect.
Yeah.
This is the way it goes.
The Jaguars he has at 29.
Okay. I guess we're not too far off on that.
Really, these bottom four or five teams.
I think there's two.
They're all going to finish with less five or fewer wins probably.
And unless the wheels fall off injury-wise, the Steelers almost can't be worse than the majority of these teams. Yeah. One of these teams will have a good year. Maybe.
Number 28, the Jets will not be that team.
They won't be that team either. Their defense is really bad, too, now.
27 is the Panthers.
See, I'm higher on the Panthers
than
that.
Panthers could be a little bit better than that.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be much better. Maybe they get up to 20.
I think they could hover around 500.
Yeah.
Especially their division.
But a lot depends on Sam Darnold.
Right. I trust that coaching staff. I'm not saying I would invest in Sam Darnold, but it wouldn't blow me away if that's a successful story. It wouldn't also blow me away if he throws a million picks and they move on.
26 is actually down a spot since his last rankings. It's the Atlanta Falcons.
I think coaching helps them. They lost so many close games.
I don't know that coaching helps them because they've got a brand new head. Guy's never coached before in the NFL.
I know. I just think he's really smart and was a good hire. It's a different skill set.
It's a different skill set being an offensive or defensive coordinator, even a special teams coordinator, being a head coach. When do I call a timeout? When do I make this? How do I talk to the team after we don't pick up a fumble against the Cowboys and lose the game? That kind of stuff.
How do I deal with travel plans and when to give guys off and all the stuff behind the scenes and the media? Dean Pease takes over as their defensive coordinator, though.
Yeah.
And he has no talent to work with, but I bet he turns...
He's got a track record.
Chicken droppings into something you might eat. It's nothing beautiful, but something you might
I still don't think I'd eat it. 25, he has up a spot, actually, the Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to be bad.
I do, too. I think they might start okay, but they have no depth.
Attritional.
At all.
Yeah, you saw they that when the Steelers played them.
And I don't think their quarterback's good.
They did add Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, I think. Do you think he starts games?
I think he will start games this year for the Eagles.
I think he might start more games than Jalen Hurts. I mean, it might be week five and they bench him.
Could be.
I think it could be that severe.
He has the Giants at 24. That's down a spot.
There's things to like about the Giants.
There's always things to like about them. Like, you look at their skill players and go, hey, he should be okay.
I'll take that group of skill
And then you look
players.
At their offensive line and their defense and it's like, eh.
See, I kind of like the D, but the O-line and the quarterback and the coaching.
Yeah. You can
that's
have
a pretty strong portion of the pie.
You can have the Steelers, for example, do not have a great offensive line.
No. But
they've got a great quarterback.
And
they've got a quarterback who knows what he's doing.
Right.
It's not Daniel Jones behind a bad offensive line. It's not Carson Wentz last year behind a bad offensive line trying to play Superman.
Right. 100% agree. I mean, I can make an argument that the Giants skill guys are better than the Steelers. They're at least on the same tier. I mean, just bear with me here. Their line's worse than the Steelers, but maybe it's on the same tier. Maybe. The quarterbacks aren't even close, even if Ben can't throw.
I don't think the coaching's close either.
And that's what I was going to say, especially the offense coordinator and the experience at the head coaching position, not even close.
Joe Judge was still having guys run laps in training camp.
I don't know
camp.
If Joe Judge will be the coach next year.
Yeah.
And Jason Garrett doesn't help the bad problems
no.
at all. Like, what's funny to me is, and it goes back to the GM too, like, we have the most boring vanilla play caller in the league. So let's use our first-round pick on a gadget receiver, even though we have receivers and just spent one. Yeah. You know, like, give me a center.
Did you not see what Jason Garrett, like, he had, you know, the
I mean, the most talent
skill
you ever
players,
saw in
yeah.
Dallas, right, with
and
a great
use
line.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, nothing creative ever comes out of there. Just give him a center that won't kill you or something, or a guard or something, you know, just nuts and bolts.
23, down two spots, the Raiders.
I'd be lower on them. I think they're bad.
I think they're a bad football team.
I mean, the best thing they did was their O-line, and they blew it up.
Yeah.
The defense is going to be horrendous, as always. I don't trust that front office at all. I think Gruden's a good schemer, but not a good CEO, for sure.
They've spent first-round picks on Damon Arnett,
oh man,
Clelin Ferrell, and Jonathan Abram.
Yeah. They get nothing.
People get mad in Pittsburgh because the Steelers used the 28th pick on Terrell Edmonds.
Edmonds a better player than all those guys.
Yeah.
Right.
They used a fourth overall pick on
who's an average
fourth
starter.
Overall pick.
Right. Who's an average starter. And like, even Leatherwood, you know, like, he's not worth that pick. I hope he has a good career. You know, don't get me wrong. But that's why I always bring up Derek Carr for the Steelers, because I can already see it. Like, they have a really, really hard schedule. Let's say, I think they win 4 or 5 games. Everyone blames the quarterback. He goes to a new team and does really well. You know what I mean?
At 22, this is up two spots, the Denver Broncos.
I had them higher than that. I just think they're really hard to play against. I don't like Teddy at all, but I think they'll be hard to play against.
Teddy's just good enough to get you beat.
Mm-hmm. That's probably true.
They'll win 7 or 8 games this year, and you're right. They'll be hard to play against.
They'll be hard to play against.
But they're not turning the corner with Teddy Bridgewater quarterback.
No, they're just buying time for Watson or Rodgers.
Yeah.
Or a first-round pick or something. They know they don't have a quarterback. I mean, they've told us that 100 times.
At 21, down two spots, the Chicago Bears.
I'm really low on them, too. Their O-line is as bad as the Giants, if not worse.
They should start the Justin Fields clock ticking.
Now.
Yeah. There's nothing. I mean,
there's nothing to gain.
Yeah.
I'm sure they look at it like this. We were in the playoffs last year, and I'm a head coach and GM whose seat is red hot.
Yeah.
So if we can get back to the playoffs-ish.
The red rifle does not make your seat any less hot.
I've heard some Bears supporters saying, well, he's better than Trubisky and Foles. Like,
no,
so
he's not.
He's still not good enough.
I don't know that he's better than Trubisky.
I'm not sure that he is either. Trubisky was better last year than he was.
Yeah.
Why not just put Fields in there? Then, even if you're saving your butt for your job, you can say, yeah, but Fields came along well.
Right.
You know, we won 5 games with a rookie, you know.
Right.
Give me another shot.
Hey, give us another year. We just drafted this kid. Mm-hmm. We think he's the star. Like,
Oh, by the way, they don't have a first-round pick next year.
You may not make it through this season if you if Andy Dalton starts more than half the games for the Chicago Bears. That coaching staff will be fired.
Yeah, I agree.
Along with the GM.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's not going to make anybody better. And in that offense, he has to make people better.
Yeah. At 20, up two spots, the Washington football team.
Ooh, I'm higher on them. I'm picking them to win the division.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Barely. I mean, I don't feel super strong about it. I think the offense will. I think the offense goes from the worst offense in the league to medium.
See, I think there are a couple of bad Ryan Fitzpatrick games.
I also think they have the worst
being in deep trouble.
In the league.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'll lose some games.
Anytime somebody like Ryan Fitzpatrick's a great guy to come in when there's no pressure. Mm-hmm. Just come in. There's no expectations here.
Your young
just
starter
play.
Stinks.
Yeah.
We just come in and light a fire.
And that's when he plays well.
Take chances.
When there are expectations, if you remember the one year the Steelers got into the playoffs, that was 2014, the Jets were ahead of them. I think it was the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And they just needed to – they needed to beat the Bills to get into the playoffs, if I remember correctly. And Fitzpatrick threw like four interceptions and they lost the game. That's who he is. When the pressure's on, he's awful.
Right. I mean, Andy Dalton, Kirk Cousins have collectively been with five teams, and they've been in the league a long time.
Yeah.
And they're not great by any stretch. But Fitzpatrick's been with 10. He's not a different guy all of a sudden.
And he's 38.
Yeah, he's Ben's age.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I just think their defense is really, really good, and I think they're an 8-9 win team, which in that division might be
enough. Could be enough.
Right, yeah.
Well, he has the Cowboys one spot ahead of them.
Okay, fair enough. I think I would probably lump them together.
I think the Cowboys –
I don't trust that.
They're two completely different teams.
Absolutely.
I see those two teams probably splitting their regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down to, does one of them lose to the Giants or Eagles?
Yeah, yeah. What's your divisional record or something like that? Side note, and I'm sure we'll talk about it in 2 days, but I think the Cowboys are in for a really long Thursday night game against TB and company.
Yeah, I agree. At 18, he has the Cardinals.
They were my toughest team to rank because I don't think their record's going to be very good. They may only win one game in that division or whatever. And they're kind of going the right direction in terms of winning now with old guys. But I don't really trust the coaching staff, and I don't know what kind of foundation they have to build on, and they're very Kyler-dependent for a young team.
Yeah, you know, like with a young quarterback.
He got a shoulder injury, and the offense fell apart.
Yeah. At 17, he has the Vikings.
Mm-hmm. Not really good mojo around them right now.
No.
You know, Darisaw is out, and the O-line doesn't look upgraded. I think Zimmer will give him that defense back, though. They're my sleeper fantasy defense.
16 is the Colts. A lot of people are higher on the Colts than Dan Hansen.
I mean, I guess how you do it, I had them lower because I do power ranks. Where are you right this second? If it's where you're going to end up at the end of the year, I think they're 14-ish, 16-ish, you know.
See, I think that's who they are. I think they're in that.
But right now, I think they're
8 or 9 win medium right now.
Yeah, me too. And Wentz is a lot like the Darnold conversation.
I don't trust him.
I don't trust him either.
I trusted him in the past, and he's lost. He's out of the circle. He's no longer in my circle of trust. Is he going to try to play Superman?
He's still in my circle, but he's the top layer of the onion.
Yeah.
But Reich and Matt Rule and Brady and even with Winston, those coaches are in my circle. So we'll see. Yeah. So it's a good – Those are all good examples to see, you know, how important is coaching versus player and all that kind
of
stuff.
And the fact that he didn't practice at all, like everybody said, well, Frank Reich's going to fix him. Well, when was he going to do that? Because he's been standing on the sideline the entire preseason.
That's the thing, right? How can you get your hands on him and be like, your lower body mechanics are a wreck?
And we talked about their schedule's brutal. They have the exact opposite schedule of the Steelers. It's brutal early.
Their first five games are the hardest in the league, I think.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be shocked at all if they're 0-5. But they still may win 9.
Yeah.
You know. As I said, I'm going to like them better in 2 months than I am now.
15, down two spots, the Saints.
Yeah, I'd probably have them a little lower,
Did people finally figure out that, hey, they really don't have much of a choice here with quarterback? And
no. You know, but I think they have an O-line, a defense, and a coach.
I just think that having to play your first month of your season living out of a hotel in Jacksonville is not conducive to winning.
Not conducive to winning. 100% agree.
I've stayed in hotels in Jacksonville. I didn't want to be there any longer than that.
Hypothetical. What if Michael Thomas was 100% healthy? Then do you rank him in this neighborhood or maybe a little higher?
Maybe a little. I have a little more faith in what they have.
One more reliable guy would
yeah,
sure
they
be.
Don't have it right now.
No, they have none besides yeah. Kamara. I mean, I know Callaway's interesting, but I mean, reliable, move the chains on third and eight guy.
At 15 or 14, up a spot, is the Dolphins.
I'm not that high on them.
Brian Flores reportedly had a team meeting last week to tell players that Tua Tagovailoa, I can never pronounce
yeah,
it. Tua. Is unquestionably their quarterback.
You should never have to answer that question.
You shouldn't have to, yeah.
Right.
Shouldn't come up.
And I'm not a disbeliever in Tua, but they have a bad O-line, and to say, oh, they're an easy playoff team, like some teams do, some people tend to do, I don't see that. You're not going to create a million turnovers again this year.
They've built a track record now, the Dolphins, over the last two decades of not being a playoff team.
Oh,
it's
right.
tough to get right, out right. of that. It's tough to get over that hump.
Yep.
Just because, you know, oh, they were competing last year. They played a garbage schedule last year.
Played a garbage schedule with no expectations and, you know, revolving door quarterbacks and created a ton of, you know, big plays, both returns and interceptions
yeah.
and, you know, turnovers.
That's a team that I look at and say that the fumble luck
Oh, it's
catches up with them this year.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, they won games last year because of that stuff.
Well, think about it this way. 1 year ago, they were almost tanking for coming off a tank for Tua, as bad a team as we've ever seen. And they took a giant step forward from garbage to nearly a playoff team. They'll probably take a step
They'll probably take a step
They'll
back.
Probably take a step back.
I agree.
Yep.
At 13, up one spot. The Patriots, and I know
I'm
you're
on board there.
You're higher on the Patriots than I am. I think that's about where I have them.
I don't know any of those teams we mentioned I'd put above them. I think that's probably the number I had them at.
Yeah, I don't think that the schedule works out well for them.
It does,
but now you're starting a rookie quarterback.
I know. He's not going to be a top 10 type of player.
Rookie quarterbacks will lose a game.
Yes,
that's your, you know, like Herbert last year was as good as any rookie quarterback.
Yep.
And they won six games.
He had two or three games where he was well in over his head, too.
Yeah.
And he's way more talented. And I think their defense, O-line coaching keeps them in things. But they have to play a
I still look at them
way.
As a 9-win team. That's their ceiling to me.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're not too far off on them, you know.
At 12, the Chargers.
I had the Chargers over the
I'm a little higher than the Chargers.
Yeah. But it's a rookie head coach. I mean, I have faith in that rookie head coach, but we had that same conversation for Atlanta a minute ago. I like the hire, but I've never seen him be a head coach.
Have they fixed their special team issues? Because they have them every year.
Right. I do think they fixed their O-line, at least on paper, and that's enough for me to be on board. And a defensive-minded guy, I think
they could
helps.
Be that team. They dumped Michael Badgley last week, their kicker, with Tristan Vizcaino.
They may have six more by the end of the
season. They might be that team that's now turning out, you know.
Who's kicking for the Chargers again?
Yeah. It could be a weekly thing, and, you know, that's
and
not a good
seems like
that's not a good place
is.
To be. As Steeler fans know all too well from 2018.
I don't know any quarterback in the history of the league played with worse special teams supporting them than Phillip Rivers. Every year, bottom of the league, garbage.
11, holding firm, the Titans.
I'm glad the Steelers are over the Titans, wherever the Steelers land.
They're better. They're better football team.
There's more. You know, I like Tannehill. I like the offense, but there's changes there, and I don't know if the defensive changes are just going to pay off.
And their special teams were atrocious.
They were really bad too. Yeah. Right? Are they going to go from the worst pass rushing team to 20th? Is that enough to really even change the defense if they do?
Much as I like Bud Dupree, is he going to go out and get 15 sacks this year?
I bet he doesn't get double digit.
Yeah. Because he's really the only guy, I mean.
He became Batman. I mean, it's hard. And I do think he's a good player. But who do you pick to win that division, though?
The Titans.
Yeah. Because we talked about the cold issues.
I
will, too. But I don't know if they're a contender.
And I also think, I mean, I think both of those Colts, games against the Colts are early.
Are they early?
Yeah.
That's good.
You could get the Colts when they're, you know,
most vulnerable.
They're reeling from all the uppercuts that they've taken.
right.
And you get the knockout blow early in the season.
Wentz is still swimming.
Yeah.
You know, right.
At 10, notice we haven't mentioned the Steelers yet.
Right.
That's where the Steelers are. 10, same spot for him.
I'm good with that. I'm very good with that. I think that's their neighborhood.
See, I think that's what some, you know, they're everybody's, they're third in their division. they're still one of the top 10 to 12 teams in the league.
In the league, right. And you don't have to be in the top seven in the AFC to have a shot at putting
the tournament.
Ring, right. What's he say about him by chance?
Ben Roethlisberger carved up the Lions secondary in his final appearance. It was his only appearance in the preseason, delivering the type of downfield throws that became all but extinct for Pittsburgh attack during the team's infamous late season fade in 2020. Roethlisberger regularly threw the ball beyond the sticks against Detroit. I'm glad somebody noticed that.
Right.
Showing hopeful Steeler fans he still possesses some zip in his arm and a gunslinger mentality that made him fun to watch in his heyday. The Steelers won't compete in the rugged AFC North unless the 39-year-old Roethlisberger can crank back the clock. It's a major AFC subplot to watch as the new season dawns.
I agree with a fair amount of that. He was actually a little more positive than I was on the Ben performance against the Lions. You know, I mean, I'm not sure he's over the hump.
He did throw the ball beyond the sticks. Everything's short of the sticks, short of the sticks, short of the sticks.
Yeah.
That goes back to my argument about Mason Rudolph versus Dwayne Haskins.
Right.
Haskins was checking everything down.
And he has his whole
He looked like he was playing in last year's offense.
Yeah. And Ben looked great. I don't mean that any other way, but we didn't see him all that long, you know. But no, he's obviously a huge component of it, of course.
Number nine, holding firm, San Francisco.
I'm a big believer.
I don't know if I'm that high on because here's the thing. If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. I am not, and as you, you're a bigger Jimmy G believer than I am.
That's true. We would differ. Well, I don't think we'd differ much if the Steelers' next quarterback was Jimmy G, which he could be one of those type of guys just moving around. I would only be on board if Ogden's the left tackle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You
know, the nest would have to be very firm. Yeah.
Najee's a Pro Bowler. Yeah. And Claypool looks like a Pro. You know. Then okay. There's a kind of a different story, though. They've been so hurt. I think they're a better team than what they show.
Some teams have that issue, though.
They do. I mean, you draft guys that have injury issues. I mean, those guys fall for a reason. I think Lance will be the starter by week 5 or 6.
If that's the case, then they're not the number 9 team in the league.
Worse. I think because they're a rookie again. Yeah.
They're going to be growing pains with it. He threw 150 passes.
It's the Mac Jones argument. Yeah. Right.
At least Mac Jones threw more than 150 passes.
True. Yeah. I don't know. I trust the coach. I just think of their running game, and maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, is that Shanahan zone blocking, everything looks the same running game, but with Lamar as your quarterback.
Yeah.
Like if the Ravens running game and Mike Shanahan had a baby, I think we might see it in San Francisco this year, and I'm betting on that baby.
I think Lamar's a better passer, but that's, you know.
Maybe. He's also a better runner.
Yeah. At 8, he has the Browns.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're really good.
7, he has the Seahawks.
Their defense stinks, but I think the offense is going to be a lot better.
At 6, they have my pick from the NFC to go to the Super Bowl, the Los Angeles Rams.
Really? Okay. I like the Rams a lot. I think Stafford's a dark horse.
I think Stafford could be the MVP.
As I say, somebody I might put money on is the MVP. I trust the staff. I trust the defense. I don't trust the depth, but you could say that about so many teams. What if Green Bay loses Devontae Adams? Right. You know what I mean? You know, what if they lose Donald or Ramsey? Well, yeah, then they're in trouble. But, you know, right. No, I like where the Rams are at. I'm going to probably pick the Niners to win that division, though.
Okay. At 5, he has the Ravens. I think I would have knocked them down a little bit.
If you're doing it,
I would have the Browns ahead of the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Ravens.
In fact, I would have at this right now. I might have the Steelers ahead of the Ravens.
When I did mine, I had the Browns right one spot ahead of the Ravens, and I still will probably pick the Ravens to win the division.
If their running game isn't what it needs to be,
I almost worry that if their receivers aren't what it needs to be, so that they can run the ball.
You've already got that. That situation's already arising.
I'm not sure if anyone's had worse mojo than them.
4, he has the Packers.
I think the top 4 are very obvious.
At 3, he has my AFC champion, the Buffalo Bills.
They're actually my Super Bowl winner.
That's who I have winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's funny we said that because we have not discussed that, folks.
They've got everything back.
They have everything back.
Like, if you look at the team, like, everybody's saying, well, Tampa Bay didn't change anything. They got everybody back. Great. So do the Bills. They added to it.
They added to it. Yeah. And they totally built on it, and they added to it. I'm going to pull something up here in a minute, and we'll come back to them, because I just wanted to check that number of what they actually do have coming back. It's immense. I mean, it's almost Tampa Bay-like in terms of, you know, snap counts or starters coming back or whatever. All right, I'm coming up here real quick here.
And their quarterback's still getting better. Imagine if he takes he's not going to take the giant leap that he made.
His giant steps forward are done.
But he can still take.
He was a runner-up for MVP last year.
Yeah, he can still take another step.
Probably getting better.
Yeah.
With all respect to Mahomes, Rodgers, everybody, I think Josh Allen's the most talented quarterback in the league. Talent. Born with talent.
Yeah.
So here real quick. Of the 11 offensive players who played at least 500 snaps for Buffalo last year, 10 are back with the club. And I think John Brown's the one they lost.
And they replaced him with Emmanuel Sanders.
Their exact same thing.
Yeah.
And then where's the defensive one? Of the 12 defensive players who played at least 400 snaps for Buffalo last year, 11 are back with the club.
And they added to that in the draft.
First two picks. Lotulelei comes back. You know, like, it's the same group, and they are going to work some things out.
Yeah.
One last why I have this document up. The Bills only punted 41 times last year. That's the fewest by any team since 1990.
Yeah.
It's one of the fewest ever in history.
And that's kind of the thing. Like, that first half against the Steelers, I think they punted four times.
That was a ton for them. That's unusual for them.
I mean, the Steelers were stopping them.
Yeah, they lowest number of punts like you've ever seen is basically the answer to that question. No, they're good. I'm funny that we both picked them.
At two, they have the Chiefs, and at one is Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
So who's your NFC pick?
Who did I pick? I took the Niners. Bills over Niners.
I got Bills over Rams, so we're in the same
neighborhood. Chiefs and Bucks are boring. I mean, so they have great cases. I'm not ignoring their greatness. But I also think that there's more holes with the Chiefs than people realize. And this is so far from logical. The football gods, when things line up like they are for Tampa, it just isn't going to happen.
Things happen. Easy. Yeah,
this league's too hard.
They're one
to just
Tom Brady.
Roll it back and
hit.
Oh, they're just going to win it all again. They have an easy schedule. They have an easy division. They got the best quarterback ever.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Gabbert is what could go wrong.
Right. A lot of things are going to go wrong. It's just the way it works. Yeah. Rarely does that team win it.
Absolutely. But that's going to do it for this show segment. So for my partner Matt Williamson. For Brian LaMartina here, keeping us on the air. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
From Bradshaw and the Steel Curtain to Roethlisberger and Blitzberg, we are always talking.